I have no desire whatsoever to hear the slaughter of 26 people, including my six-year-old boy. And I can't imagine why anyone else would want to hear that as well.
Nicole Hockley is bracing for the one-year anniversary of the death of her son Dylan, a first grader killed inside Sandy Hook Elementary School. Hockley also faces the fear of hearing the 911 calls placed from inside her son's school during the shooting spree.
Even not hearing them, do you feel like it opens up wounds just knowing that it's out there?
Yes, because I don't know if I'm going to turn on the radio one day or turn on the TV one day or be Googling on something and just happen to come across them by accident.
Hockley is one of many who fought to keep the 911 calls confidential, but the town released the nearly 18-minute recording Wednesday after a court ruling. The judge in the case says not releasing the calls only serves to fuel speculation in our law enforcement officials.
I did listen to him. I did hear him.
Neil Heslin lost his six-year-old son, Jesse. While he didn't want the calls to be released, he felt compelled to listen.
I felt it was something I needed to do or wanted to do just to know. Jesse was my son. I brought him into the world.
Some victims' relatives, like the daughter of slain principal Don Hochsprung, tell CNN the audio helped paint a more complete picture of what unfolded inside the school that horrendous day. One thing all the victims' families stand united on, continuing their loved one's legacy.
I prefer to focus less on the tragedy, but instead be seen as something and a person that is going to help prevent future violence in this country.